here on Newstalk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS, joined by Lycoming County Coroner Charles Kiesling. And thank you so much on a late Tuesday evening here to join us here on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
So earlier today, you got what amounts to a startling phone call from yours truly reporting the first two COVID-related deaths, allegedly, in Lycoming County. What was your reaction to my phone call?
Well, it was complete surprise because there's been nothing reported to my office. And I have reached out to all the hospitals, the nursing homes in Lycoming County, and several weeks ago, and requested that all of these deaths be reported to my office because the coroner law says that any deaths due to a potentially contagious disease that constitute a public hazard must be reported to the coroner's office. And I hadn't heard of anything until you called me and told me there were two deaths.
So let's just go back for one second and go to your qualifications. You're not only Lycoming County's coroner, but you're also, if I'm not mistaken, the head of an association of coroners?
Yeah, I'm the president of the State Coroners Association and have been this will actually be my fourth year serving in that capacity.
Is this rampant now across the state of Pennsylvania where your colleagues as coroners are refuting or disputing these numbers on a daily basis?
Yeah, I'm getting phone calls, emails almost daily about the numbers are not coinciding with what the Department of Health is releasing as far as numbers. They're apparently listing the deaths based on where the person resided and not where the death actually occurred. So that may explain why there's two showing up in Lycoming County, but they've never been reported to my office. So if they occurred in another county, they occurred in another state. I would think that we would want to be, I can maybe understand that somewhat, but we also need to know where the death occurred. Because if we're trying to reduce the spread of an infection, you need to know where to start from and who had contact with that person. And that means we need to be reporting the death, where the death occurred. So if there were family members, neighbors, EMS providers, law enforcement, nurses and doctors involved in the care of this person, and this person dies from COVID-19, that needs to be known and readily tracked back to try and protect our communities.
I'm not going to read the entirety of what Press Secretary Nate Wardle sent me from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. You can review it at talkwilliamsport.com. But what I will give you is the reference that you gave earlier was the coroner's law. Okay, in the county code comes into play when the coroner views the body. If the death is attended to by a medical professional, the coroner would not see the body. The coroners only have authority if they are referred the death case, which again occurs if the death is not witnessed, or if it's sudden, violent, or suspicious, which again, they reference that COVID-19 is none of the above. How do you respond to that, Mr. Kiesling?
Well, it's ancient law. It probably the wording needs to be changed, but the bottom line is we investigate 70-80% of the deaths that we investigate that are referred to our office are natural deaths. And in those cases, we have to determine, and make it an educated opinion as to why that person died, or we have to decide whether an autopsy is necessary. We're not doing autopsies on COVID-19 cases because of the pathologist and the risk to, doing autopsies on these folks. They don't want to, put anybody else at risk if the test is positive. So we're, trying to control the number of autopsies. But these cases still need to be reported to the coroner's office so that we can decide whether there's additional testing that needs to be done. There's cases that have been signed out across the state that before testing results are back, doctors can issue pending death certificate, coroners can issue pending death certificates. The physicians don't have that as a possibility. We have you know, on a death certificate, if you've seen that, there's manner of death is either natural, accidental, suicide, homicide, you know, undetermined or pending investigation. The only areas that the doctors can certify are the natural deaths. Now, this is a natural death, but it's also, under our statute, a contagious disease that constitutes a public hazard and needs to be reported to the coroner's office. But unfortunately, it's not. It's a legal interpretation of the statute by the Department of Health's legal counsel that I think is putting our communities at risk because we have the community, you know, ties in our communities to be able to sort out these cases and protect, you know, people in our communities from potentially becoming exposed unnecessarily, and to accurately, you know, show the numbers across the state.
What is your sense of where COVID-19 stands right now in Lycoming County? We're currently at 40 cases. Are we approaching the peak? Have we hit the peak? Are we flattening the curve? Like all these terms we hear on a daily basis, where is Lycoming County to your understanding?
Well, our numbers have been slow to increase all along. Now, some of it was because of the testing was slow to start, but and that's still probably the case. We've tested less than 1,000 people, as far as I know, in the county of 116,000 residents. So it's a small number of folks that have been tested. Their only way people are being tested is if they're symptomatic at this point. So if they don't have fever, cough, you know, shortness of breath, generally they're not being tested. So with that in mind, there could be more people out there that are positive than what we really know. So I don't really know. I don't have a crystal ball. I guess the other thought I had, and, you know, there needs to be some more medical people with more credentials than I have looking at the numbers too and saying, well, if you were positive a month ago and you were sick and then your symptoms cleared, and then my understanding from the directives we're hearing is 72 hours after your symptoms clear, then you're no longer a risk of transmitting the COVID-19 to other folks. I believe that's what I've been hearing and seeing. So, but again, that's probably something that somebody with microbiology and, you know, degree that's better versed to be able to talk about that can address. But on the other side of the spectrum, I'm thinking if we had 40, you know, we had 42, I think we're up to as of today. Well, how many of those others that were diagnosed 3 weeks or so ago, are they really infective at this point? I think those are questions that need to be ask of people, like I said, that have more training than I do to interpret that and say, well, maybe we should be pulling people off that, you know, we should be dating when they were tested and when their symptoms cleared, and now are they infective, you know, able to transmit the infection to anyone else or not? And if they're not, then they should be coming off of that list to I believe, they'll get the flatten the curve from that end, and I'm not seeing that that's happening. So
I got to ask you multiple questions. Have you been able to clarify or confirm if there are indeed two decedents, according to the Department of Health? Have you been able to identify those people that are, you know, reported to have passed away?
No, not at all. Nothing's come through my office. I reached out to UPMC. They've emailed me back and said, no, they've had no deaths within the hospital system. So I don't know where these, you know, the mystery deaths are at this
Well, and then
point.
Converse to that, where did the Department of Health come up with those two deaths attributed to Lycoming County? Because they're not, to my understanding, they're not willing to release, again, I'm a media member, they would probably release it to a county coroner. They're not willing to release those details to the media. Is that something that you can potentially obtain from Dr. Levine or Department of Health?
I can probably reach out to them and see if they'll give me that information. I don't know, because I've wanted to have access to get into the electronic death registry system to be able to query that system, and the coroners have been told that we can only have access to the deaths that occur in Lycoming County. So if I have an agency that calls me, i.e. police department, district attorney's office, they have a search warrant for someone and they believe somebody's dead, and if they didn't die in Lycoming County, I can't query that system and say whether or not that person has, you know, died. And I said, well, you know, that doesn't make sense to me. As you know, from the coroner's standpoint, we should be able to query that system, and you know, be able to assist the other law enforcement agencies to be able to answer those questions. And at this point, we don't have access to that system to be able to do that.
So my two follow-ups will be basically one and the same. Will you be sending a letter as the head of the Coroner's Association to Dr. Levine, and then along that same line, Mr. Kiesling, will you also be calling Senator Yaw, Representative Wieland, Representative Everett, to potentially bring legislation, which there may be some of this already on the table through Senator Mastriano, I believe, in 1103, Senate Bill 1103. There are reporting criteria that he wants to be made available to the public. Is that something that you see in the next couple of days to avoid situations like this?
I've already sent an email out to Senator Yalk, Representative Wieland, and Everett, addressing these issues. So that's already in the works, and I will be getting an email off to the Department of Health to find out who these deceased persons are from Lycoming County, and to find out why, you know, where these occurred at, because at this point I don't know.
So now you've announced tonight on social media, you're going to do it here on the radio as well, I would hope, that you're planning a daily briefing, right? Sometimes we get the governor and Dr. Levine together, sometimes noon, 12:30, but pretty regularly, it's a 2 o'clock Department of Health briefing on a pretty regular basis, if not daily, right? You're now going to take to the air, and I'll be honest with you, if you want to jump on the radio station at 3 o'clock and we'll pipe it to the internet too, I'm all ears. You've said you want to go at 3 o'clock on a daily basis. Is that something that you're ready to do, one? And then two, as a follow-up, what kind of information will you be providing folks here in Lycoming County?
Well, I'm going to continue to, you know, provide accurate numbers if we have deaths, you know, that, you know, we can certainly report that information as much as I can. But like I said, a lot of this depends on my time availability. Obviously, I run a small office, so I can't guarantee. I'll certainly try to do what I can to keep the public abreast of what's going on, because I think, you know, that's what I'm elected to do. And it frustrates me when I don't know and don't have these kind of situations reported to my office, and I speak for the other coroners and 67 counties, you know, with coroners and medical examiners across the state.
Mr. Charles Kiesling, coroner for Lycoming County, cannot thank you enough for the time on a very, really disturbing and troubling day here in Lycoming County. We believe there may be two deaths attributed to COVID-19, but according to what you've shared with us, we don't know who those people are currently.
That's correct.
Charles Kiesling, everybody. Thank you so much for your time here on News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS.
Thank you.